Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step three, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What's up, baby? It's Bretzky, and I'm here to tell you that SpinQuest.com is giving out free sweeps coins. All you gotta do is purchase a $10 coin pack, and guess what? They're gonna give you the coins from a $30 coin pack. That lets you play all your favorite games like Blackjack, Wanted, Dead or Wild, and we're talking real cash prizes, baby. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
This is The Bert Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's The Bert Show's entertainment buzz.
When you hear the Hollywood stage name Chuck Spadina, you probably think of an actor like Owen Wilson or Jim Carrey or like a Robin Williams or something. Not somebody as sexy as Keanu Reeves. But he recently, in an interview on the New Heights podcast, he revealed that when he was up and coming in Hollywood, he considered using a Hollywood stage name called Chuck Spadina.
I was walking on the beach and I was just like, my name, what am I, change my name?
Yeah.
And it ended up, my middle name is Charles. So I was like, Chuck, and I grew up on a street called Spadina, Chuck Spadina. And then I was like, just something Templeton. But then I was just like, so then I became Casey Reeves.
Oh my God. Casey Reeves?
Casey Reeves?
Credited as Casey Reeves.
in your first film?
I think so. Maybe.
Wow.
Maybe. I think there is. And then I couldn't do it. So then I would be in auditions and they'd go, Casey Reeves. And I would be like, I wouldn't even answer. I was like,
somebody's got to call you and you got to respond.
I think like 6 months later, I was like, I'm not doing this.
I just don't understand when you're blessed with a Hollywood-esque name like Keanu, why you would want to mess it up and be called Chuck or Casey when you could be Keanu.
Because I guess you're not getting jobs, so you're like, I'm going to try anything. It must be my name, so I'll try the name change.
Also, there had been, I mean, this was a hot minute ago when he came on the scene, and I think it used to be there was a little bit of concern around foreign-sounding names. Like, I remember Christina Aguilera talking about her last name and how they wanted to change it, and other stars as well who had difficult to pronounce or quote-unquote foreign-sounding names, and whether or not they should change it into something that's more Americanized. Mm. So I do wonder if there was something around Keanu versus Chuck.
So it made me want to think about all the other celebrities that have stage names who have gone out of their way to change their names. And so I'm going to go down a list. I'm going to tell you their real name. And if you can pinpoint who the actor or the singer or whoever is, then you'll get a proverbial point. But yeah, there's no prize here. So who do you think Elizabeth Woolridge Grant is? Elizabeth Woolridge Grant.
Elizabeth?
Cassie looks like she knows.
No, I don't know why, but Elizabeth Banks came to mind.
It was picked because it sounded like old Hollywood meets a Miami motel sign. This is none other than Lana Del Rey. Oh. She was born Elizabeth Woolridge Grant. Huh. There's a singer. Her name is Ashley Nicolette Frangipani, which I think I'm pronouncing
Halsey.
Correctly. That is Halsey. And it's basically an anagram for the name Ashley and also a Brooklyn street. This one I feel like the elders in the room will get. Do you know who Reginald Kenneth Dwight is?
Reginald Dwight.
Reginald Kenneth Dwight.
Dwight's the last name?
Yeah. This is one of the most famous musicians in the world.
I know it.
You want to go ahead and get it?
Elton John.
It's Elton John.
I don't know.
So he had an album called Red Strikes Back.
Really?
So Elton took the name Elton from his bandmate Elton Dean and John from a blues singer Long John Baldry. Do you know who Amala Ratna Zandile Dlamini is?
No, I do not.
You're gonna the stage name is way easier to say.
Yeah, I was about to like make it your life miserable and be like, can you repeat that, please? But I'm not gonna make you do it.
No, I already butchered it once. Don't make me do it again.
It's Doja Cat.
It's Doja Cat. How did you know?
Because Tommy just whispered it to me.
Thomas. Okay, do you know who Kate Isabel Furler is?
Kate.
Give me a second to think about
Kate Furler.
Kate Isabel Furler. Kate. Tommy, I swear on my life, if you use your Jedi mind powers in the IFB for bad.
Is it Isla Fisher? Is it musician or actress?
It is a female singer.
Kate Furler?
She is known best for a music video featuring one of the kids from Dance Moms.
Sia.
It's Sia.
Oh, nice. Thanks, Tommy.
He's telling everybody. Why do I try to do anything fun and creative anymore?
This is fun. Abby, keep going.
Tommy, via Rebecca.
Do you know who Christopher Edwin Brough is?
Yeah, of course we do, if you just give us a couple of seconds.
Actor, I'm going to try. Rebecca, actor or musician?
Oh, wait, my mic's on.
Yes.
It's a musician.
Christopher Edwin Brough?
Christopher Edwin Brough, which I have to say, why would you change? This is a great name.
It is. Give us a clue.
This person changed it to their stage name after seeing a specific movie.
Oh, Frank Ocean. Ocean's 11. Right? Thanks, Tommy.
Tommy.
Can the show end today? Or do we really have to do another week? Do we really have to do another week?
Okay, I'm with you.
Last one. Do you know who Adam Richard Wiles is?
Yes, Calvin Harris. Uh-huh. I knew that one.
And this is a direct quote from our prep service. It says that he chose it because it was racially ambiguous.
Yes.
And he wanted his music to reach more people.
I've heard that because he's like a pasty, Irish boy or something? Scottish
yeah,
boy?
He's Scottish.
And so, yeah, he wanted to be ambiguous.
It's the Burt Show.
I wanted to make this point before Kristen goes into her final hot guy fantasy lineup. And it's this. I don't know what's going to replace the Burt Show in a lot of our cities. I don't know what's going to replace the Burt Show in this city. I just want to say give it a try. Give it a chance. That's all. I know out of loyalty, you guys are going to want to, and I've seen this in other cities also, where you push back. I'm just saying that the show or the shows that are going to replace the Burt Show in our affiliated markets, it's a real break for them. Don't take it out on them that they're that you might be frustrated that your friends aren't on the radio anymore. They had nothing to do with it. And they're just trying to make a living also. So I don't know why I felt like it was important to say, but it is.
That's very kind of you to say. Yes. I don't think a lot of hosts would have thought about that.
I thought about this from every angle, Kristen.
You really have. Every I'm impressed.
Angle. All right, we are getting to the finals. Some things that we're doing now, it's the final time we're doing it. So you know Kristen's going to go all in on this one.
Yeah, and this bit, I think, is 17 or 18 years old. And this is the last time I'm going to do it. So I started Hot Guy Fantasy Football when I was in Raleigh, North Carolina on G105 on Bob and the Showgram. My husband and I, newly dating, I was an NFL widow every season because he would just be enthralled in the games and I had no horse in the race. So in order to be like involved, I joined a fantasy football league and I only picked hot guys to be on my team. And every week I would do my lineup of who I had playing and I would do it in this really obnoxious voice and I would introduce the guys with these really inappropriate pickup lines. And I took that bit from Raleigh and I brought it here. Joined a fantasy football league. Doug, who used to work in production, he was in a league. So I joined with some other guys that were here at the station. And I remember the year I won, and it was that one guy got so mad he quit the league.
Right. Yeah,
he was so upset. He ended up coming back. It was short lived. But so this is going to be my final Hawkeye fantasy football lineup. Do we have an intro, Tommy? I peed before this, so I wouldn't pee on myself.
You sure it's pee?
You know what? It might not be.
Now, these are going to be so edgy. You said a couple of them were...
So I'm giving the parent warning. I'm giving the kid warning. These are highly, highly inappropriate pickup lines. Oh. These are the worst of the worst that I have ever done. Because if we're going to go out, we're going to go out big, which is exactly why your kids should listen to it. Welcome to the real world.
If I'm driving around in my car and I'm alone,
yes.
After you said that this is going to be highly inappropriate, yes. I'm actually turning the radio up.
Okay. So okay, I'm also going to do some for bonus because this is the last week of our bonus content that we're cutting for you for next week. And there are some that couldn't even make it on air. So those I saved because they are so inappropriate. But I'm going to let you, these are bad. I ran one by Tommy and he was like, you can't do that.
These are all legitimate football players,
yes,
that are going to be playing this Sunday in the NFL.
Correct. I don't know who's got to buy or whatever. I didn't, but these are the hottest guys or who I've deemed the hottest guys in the NFL right now who are still active. I also didn't do a deep dive into if anybody is problematic. So if there's somebody problematic on this list, I'll go ahead and apologize preemptively. All right.
He's literally stretching.
All right.
Okay.
Don't pull a muscle.
How many of these are there?
We got seven.
All right,
we got seven. Okay.
Okay.
Here we go. Ladies and gents, the very final Hawkeye fantasy football lineup. QB! Let's pretend we're at the carnival. Guess my weight when I sit on your face! From the Eagles, Jalen Hurts!
Oh my God, Jalen Hurts is so hot.
I know, right?
That was taken.
We are starting with a sit on my face.
John. Sit on my face! You know, you gotta say it like that. Sit on my face!
Does it hurt when I sit on your face?
Ooh, I love it, Abby!
I see what you did.
Here we go.
That was good.
At safety, I only like my eggs one way in the morning. Fertilized from the Chicago Bears, Jonathan Owens!
That was funny and gross.
Ready? I gotta Google this guy.
Jonathan Owens of the Chicago Bears.
Oh, it's Simone Biles' husband.
Yes, it is.
I forgot his name for a second.
He's got Owen in his name. He's bound to be hot.
He is very hot. All right, here we go. Your next hot guy. On the defensive line, do you make ravioli? Because boy, are these nuts tasty. From the San Francisco 49ers, Nick Bosa.
She's not going to make it. She's only three in.
No, I've been doing strength training. I got this. I'm good.
Are you starting to see those little stars yet?
Just
right
a little bit.
Before you pass out?
Just yeah. A little. If I hold that last syllable too, that last syllable too long, it really gets me. All right, Tommy, are you ready for my audio?
I am ready.
At tight end, call me Winnie the Pooh because I'm going to give you 100-acre wood. From the Kansas City Chiefs, Travis Kelce.
Talk about redwood trees.
Which is harder, a Pilates class or getting through this right now?
They're about equal. Right now, this. Okay, here we go. At wide receiver, there will only be seven planets after I destroy Uranus. Jamar Chase!
Wow.
Why not?
By the way, you said that with your full chest, knowing Jesus is watching you.
All right, our last two. Ooh, and I've saved the best for last. Okay. I'm at it. Hold on. I got my spin.
Pluto's just thrilled that another planet's not a planet anymore. So finally, after all these years.
Okay, here we go. At wide receiver, I want you to tickle my belly button from the inside. From the Arizona Cardinals, Michael Wilson.
Tickle my belly button from the inside?
Yeah.
That's like a bad romantasy book.
I didn't hear the name of the player. I don't know why I'm curious about that.
Arizona Cardinals wide receiver Michael Wilson.
Okay.
Michael Wilson.
Oh, Abby can't confirm.
Let me see.
Oh, hot. Hot. All right.
Final one.
Last one.
Bring it home, girl.
At quarterback. Oh, no. Your trouser snake died. Don't worry. You can bury it in me. From the LA Rams, Jimmy Garoppolo.
That was like borderline a necrophilia joke.
And she's out.
Here, Bird Show.
Want to feel more confident with your finances this year? If you have 60 seconds, I can show you how quick and easy it is to start building healthy money habits that could last you the entire year just by using Rocket Money. Step 1, download Rocket Money. Step 2, link all your accounts and see your entire spending picture, your subscriptions, your upcoming bills, your due dates, everything. Step 3, tap a subscription you don't use and cancel it. Boom! That's money back every single month. Step four, create a financial goal for something you want to save for, whether it be a vacation, a retirement account, or a pet's birthday. We don't judge. Now let the app automatically move small amounts of cash towards your goal. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you saved. Similar to the over 10 million members on the app that have saved up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Use the savings challenge as one step closer to feeling better about your finances today at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. One more time, it's rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Forget everything you had planned for this weekend because you are sitting on your couch and winning from the comfort of your own home. I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play hundreds of slot games, all of the table games you love, and you could even win real cash prizes. New users, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 at SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
I'm going to sleep all day today. You guys are putting me through an emotional ringer today.
Oh, we're giving a mascara alert right now.
It's been flashback after flashback after flashback. This morning, Mark Owens, you guys, early virtual listeners know him as Phil Tirana, came in. Then you guys surprised me with Connor and Lisa's mom. They came in, new friends of the Burt Show, and said goodbye. I have requested that I do not know who is walking through that door or who's going to call. So these guys have been really good, mostly about hiding it.
This one is definitely a surprise. All right. So I am going to give the mascara alert to the Burt Show fam and Burt Show community. And I'm going to also give a mascara alert to you as well. Okay. We're going back to 2001. Brad Kinnard lost his wife and two young sons when a massive tree fell on their car during a storm in Virginia Highland. Brad's neighbor, Cynthia Gentry, wanted to honor them with a memorial playground, but the project needed funding. Brad came on the Burt Show to share his story. What started as a short interview turned into 2 hours of live calls. Listeners flooded the phone lines with donations, raising $60,000 in that one morning alone. That momentum helped push the campaign far past the original $135,000 goal, ultimately bringing in $300,000 in cash and services. Hundreds of volunteers came together soon after to build the Kinnard Memorial Playground in John Howe Park with a plaque honoring Lisa, Max, and Owen. Bert, please welcome back to the Bert Show studio, Brad Kinnard.
Wow. Wow.
Hello, sir.
Man.
Come on in.
Man.
Wow. A blast from the past, were we? So we gotta hug it out.
Wow, I was not expecting this.
Woo-wee.
I will tell you, and this is not hyperbole, that every single time I am in the Virginia Highlands, I think about you. And I think about your family. What happened that day? Can I go ahead and?
Oh yeah,
yeah. Well, actually, why don't you tell what happened that night?
Oh man. So left work, you know, like any other normal day. Went and picked up Max. Owen was with us. We had him at work with us back then. He was only 5 months, and so. Just about home, and
this is in Virginia Highland.
This is in Virginia Highland, right there on North Highland by the fire station. And all of a sudden, the wind just got crazy, and the rain started falling. And I remember Lisa said, "Oh, this is really scary." And then the loudest explosion I've ever heard in my entire life happened, and it just was right behind me. And I felt the car rock, and I just was shoved down. And you got to understand, I was in a Toyota Land Cruiser at the time, big, hefty vehicle, and it was just gone.
Do I remember this right, that you were driving, she was in the passenger seat, the kids were in the back, and they were getting freaked out, so she went into the back seat to comfort them? No?
No, she was already in the back seat.
She was,
She always rode back there just to stay right on top of them, and, you know. So it was every normal day like any other day, except for, you know, those last 5 minutes right there. And everything changed instantly.
So in this storm, tree falls down on the back half of the car.
Yeah.
And she's gone and the kids are gone.
Yeah, just like that.
And we shared that story on the air. And I'm getting all choked up talking about it.
Yeah,
again,
me man. Too. Just seeing you is, you know, it's wonderful. But it's just so brings everything right back.
I bet.
Yeah. It's really great seeing you again. And this is what I emphasized the other day also. It's just that this community has shown up each and every time somebody within it really needed the help. And that park that they wanted to build in the Virginia Highland was a symbol of love for you and your family from people that didn't even know who you were. And this community has done that for 25 straight years. And this is one of those first stories that set the tone. And when I came in here to do the Burt Show, I didn't know what I had no idea what this show was going to be. I didn't have a vision of it. And I allowed sort of the universe and the community to tell me what the show was going to be. And with your story and with everybody showing up and pitching in and donating showed me that this has to be a show of heart and community. And you and your family were one of the building blocks of this show, which launched us to help a whole bunch of other people over 25 years.
Well, I have to tell you how much that, I mean, it meant to me. And Cynthia knew what she was doing when she started that, and it was to show that, and it was to keep me involved in my own life and everything that was going on. Because if you can, I mean, you can imagine that everything just was a haze, and I was just lost. I was just completely and totally lost,
sure.
Devastated. I had no idea what I would do, how I would respond, and then this just huge outpouring of love just really meant everything in the world, and it really helped me keep going, you know. And when somebody shows you that kind of concern and compassion, it really changes your life. And I thank you guys, and I thank your listeners so much for that. It was, that day meant everything to me back then. It really did. 22 years ago.
Yeah, crazy. And the park is still there.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. You can see it. It's on Highland?
Yeah.
It's right there on Highland. I don't know why I remember this. Do you, why I remember that? Was your name of your company Kudzu?
It was, yeah. Yeah.
I don't even know why I remember that. I can't remember my kids' middle names. Are you still doing that?
No. Okay. I run a little burger grill over in Cabbage Town.
Oh, now. Get out of here.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Normally this time of day, I'm, you know, serving breakfast, making burgers and getting ready to, you know, to chat it up with the neighbors and, you know, just hang out and spend my day in the best way possible.
And what was the name of the burger joint?
Little's Food Store.
Nice.
Okay.
It's an old historic business. It's been there since 1929.
Yeah.
Me and I'm married to a wonderful woman named Nina, and we run it, have for the last 14 years. And, you know, it's an open kitchen, so you could come in and yell at me and make fun of me, which people do on a daily.
Man, it is so good to see you again. And again, I just want to thank the Burt Show community for not only helping you out, but really setting the tone for what the show, that's the heart and the soul of the show. And it's always been there. And you were one of the first that they showed us exactly what direction we should do with this show.
Well, I thank you. I really do. I think of you all the time. You know, it was just a brief moment, but, you know, you just feel like you've made a friend for life. And, you know, and all your listeners, everything, it really was just such an amazing day. I thought maybe I'd be there on here for, what, 10 minutes or so?
Right.
And I just stayed on.
Yeah, and the calls just kept coming in and coming in and coming in. And I remember on Saturday morning, we all showed up and we started preparing the playground.
Yeah, that was great too. I mean,
wait, you actually let Bert hold some kind of hammer, because this man doesn't know how to put anything together.
It was a shovel.
Okay, I'm like, there should be no tools in your hand whatsoever. Because and if Bert had anything to do with putting that playground together, I don't know if I would let my kids play on it.
It was just a shovel.
Okay.
Okay. And I'm sure there was somebody that came in behind, but I remember a whole bunch of people showing up. I think it was a Saturday morning and putting together that playground.
Yeah, it was. And it was a community build. And mm-hmm. There was something about that that just got everybody together to do it. Then, you know, it was just this total effort of of love that came from your listeners, from my neighbors, from everybody that got involved in that. And it's just made it such a special place.
And I think stories like this are still going down every week. I wonder if the news covers it differently now. I wonder if our mentality is different now, if our thirst for stories like this are different now. But I want to hope that this is still going on in communities around the country each and every weekend.
I think so. And I mean, it's like what Mr. Rogers always said, in the midst of tragedy, you have to look for the helpers. And that's what's going to get you, you know, get you through. And I think having friends like that to show you and to be there for you and to give you purpose at such a difficult time, like that's priceless.
Well, I can tell you that I'm going to give a shout out to Cabbage Town because that's really how we operate.
Yeah.
We're such a tight-knit little community over there. You know, I feel like I moved out of Atlanta and moved into Cabbage Town, uh-huh. You know. And I love Virginia Highland. I've always loved Virginia Highland, but I had to leave.
Of course, yeah.
Oh, know? Sure.
And Cabbage Town, at first, they let me just be not there in kind of inconspicuous for the longest time. And then when we did kind of really join the community, open the store, it was such a welcoming, you know, thing again. And that is Atlanta. I joke about Cabbage Town not being Atlanta, but it is. And it's just, you know, you can see the outpouring of support again, because we've had our little share over there at Cabbage Town, nothing to that degree, but we got hit by a car. The building got hit by a car a couple of years ago.
Someone just went into the store.
Yeah, it was one of those high speed chases that came off I-20 and it just plowed right into the side of the store. And we got together and, you know, because it didn't pay right off the bat, you
sure.
know. So we
yeah.
got together and we bricked it right back up and thank goodness it's a solid old brick building. But, you know, it was, you know, just one of those things, and we do it jokingly and have fun with it.
Yeah.
And that's a wonderful thing about Atlanta.
What's the name of the place again?
Littles Food Store.
Logan's?
Littles. Little, like...
Little.
Littles.
Yeah. Oh, okay, gotcha.
Yeah, it's named after the Little family. Leon Little is my landlord. He's the last of the Littles that ran it. And when I took over renting, he said, would you like to keep it as Littles? And I'm like, absolutely. I want to keep your family's legacy going.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
All right. Well, next time I'm in Cabbage Town, I will see you there.
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Come down.
It's great seeing you again.
Great to see you, Bert.
All right. It's the Bert Show.
It's the Bert Show.
I think, Kristen, the vision for the last 2 weeks of the Bert Show is going to be, let's keep it light. You know, every now and then it's going to get a little on the emotional side, but let's keep it positive. Right.
I mean, these are our last shows. So, of course, we want to go out on a high, not a low.
It's not the way the youth group wants to go out. All right, Rebecca, you want to take it with your harebrained idea?
Well, I may have come in a little hot yesterday and actually also this morning when I demanded Bert Show listeners follow me on Instagram and Jackson also donate me money.
you want that villain title.
I'm,
you don't like that.
Listen, I'm sorry, okay? I'm much more relaxed now. I'm a different person.
You were like an hour ago?
Yes. I literally went into Jackson's studio and I crawled up in a little ball and I moaned a little bit and now I feel a lot better. I'm feeling a lot better. I'm much more relaxed. So yesterday, Mikey and I were politely concerned. We had a question.
Politely
yes.
concerned.
Yes.
Okay.
We were just wondering. Mm-hmm. We just wanted to know what the strategy was behind putting Jackson on mic the full show for a youth group takeover, which was meant to happen if Bert had not shirked his duties and let the killer go free for jury duty. You guys are professionals and let me know that there was a major strategy behind it. And I understand that and I accept that now. But it has prompted a question that I know I personally have had for a long time. So I consider me, Mikey, and Jackson, there's the Bert Show personality hires, which is me, Mikey, Jackson, and Abby.
That's the podcast.
Yes. Mm-hmm. There is the youth group, which includes Amber. But there is also a smaller subset, and that is the Bert Show goons.
The goons.
The goons. And that is me, Mikey, and Jackson.
What? We've never heard this in our lives.
This is, yeah.
She's doing a lot of this morning. Just making things up.
News to me. What is going on?
It's the goons, the gays, and the girls.
Yes. Yes, exactly, Abby. So we are the Bert Show goons.
Okay.
And for a very long time, I have always wondered, which of the goons is Daddy Bert's favorite?
That's where you're going with this?
I wish I didn't have my name attached to this segment.
Wait, but here you guys all are.
Yeah. Here we yes. are.
Be quiet, goon number two. So now I come to the table humbly because I finally want you to pick your favorite goon. And we all have come with a personal pitch to convince you on why we are the best. And by we have come to the table, it's me and Mikey have prepared. Jackson has not heard anything about this, so he'll have to do it on the fly.
Did you notice a theme last night too when we were at Flight Club and we're playing darts and it's like everybody ended up being against Jackson. Like, it became like...
Because he's the best one.
It wasn't even close.
It was no longer about, like, just, you know, trying to do your best. It was like, take Jackson down!
And if you think metaphorically about this, the situation, about him getting on the... I wonder if he's the best. You know what I mean?
Thanks, Mike.
That's what I'm afraid of. But.
Well, yeah, he was so far better than everybody else.
Yeah.
And he was so cocky about it, too. Like, he'd hit, like, a perfect shot and then, like, stare us all down just for a second. Like, you guys knew this was coming.
Well, in all humbleness, I'd like to think that I am the best goon, and I would like to be promoted to henchman.
Oh, okay.
So I am going to pitch myself first. And I could tell you about myself.
Okay.
I could tell you.
All right. Before you even get into this pitch, I would really like to get Kristen in on it also, because if I'm going down, you should go down here.
No, you're the one who's retiring from radio. I'm trying to stay in radio. I'm not trying to burn any bridges here, Hodge.
That's a good point. Mm-hmm. Is this based on like or what you've brought to the show or...
I thought I had the same question. is this like your contribution to the show? Like, because like, how do you put that?
I need the qualifications before you go into this.
I think those can be weighted evenly.
Well, I personally thought it would be contributions to the show mostly. But I don't know how my fellow goons are going to argue.
Okay.
You know, it's up to you.
I think it's what you're bringing to the table if you were sitting at that microphone. If you were to go up to henchmen.
Okay.
Yes?
Yeah, I guess. Whatever. So I could tell you that I have the most Burt Show responsibilities among the goons, that I am directly responsible for the Burt Show's TikTok follows increasing by 433%, that I write every title and description for every single podcast segment and have contributed universally beloved segments, including Rebecca Has Cancer, Rebecca Probably Doesn't Have Cancer Anymore, and Autism Cake.
Yeah, your cancer was a great bit.
It was great. It added a lot of, like, social, you know, value. But instead, I would like to pitch myself through song, introducing Rebecca. Rebecca's so funny, she's gorgeous and shy. She knows what's trending and she almost died.
No way.
People seem to like the fact about her, but she did more than battle cancer. Rebecca is your favorite and you know this is true. Who else could be the Burt Show's bisexual fake Jew? Pick Rebecca as your favorite for 50 years of good luck. Pick Mikey and Jackson if you think women shouldn't be able to own property.
That's pretty solid.
Thank you.
All right. You know what? You always come prepared, yeah. And I appreciate that.
But again, this is not just based on this 5-minute segment. This is the overall body of our experiences together.
True.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. That's a pretty strong start.
All right, goon number two.
It's very frustrating how much she produces behind the scenes. And you talked about all your qualifications, what you've done for the show. I don't do much. I can't bring... I'm going 8 Mile on this thing. I'm self-aware that I may not be the best. I'm horrible. I'm probably the worst at introducing topics. I don't know about pop culture. If I have a thought while you're talking, I'll get hyper-focused on that and not hear a single word that you say until I'm able to say my own thing. I look out the window the whole segment, and I'm not bisexual and I'm not Asian. But I can guarantee this. I won't talk about Labubus or Pokemon. That's order business number one. I won't try to use big words that make you feel dumb. I won't get hired to your podcasting company and quit the second that a new job enters my inbox. And I won't pre-produce every word that comes out of my mouth on this show. That's what I bring to the table here.
Okay. Very good. All right, Jackson.
Wow. I wish that I could have prepared a song and dance for this, but I'm just now learning about this. Okay. Well, here's the thing. All right. I've been at the show the shortest amount of time compared to all of you, and I have risen to where I am now, getting paid equally, if not more, than both of you. And I think that is a testament to all of what I've had to deliver for myself here, okay? Here's the thing. I do a whole lot for the show. I do whatever it is that anyone tells me to do with a smile on my face, and I will go and sneak wherever you want me to sneak or change a baby's diaper or be put up on a billboard, and I don't care. I do it with a smile on my face, and I'm happy to do it because I am thankful to be here, and I don't need to grovel to get your approval, Bert, because I feel like me and you have a little bit more of a personal connection than these two have, because I just know that because you never come by and say hi to Rebecca in her room. You come by and hang out with me all the time.
Well, that's because Tommy's in there.
Let me have this one.
Well, you're thankful to be here. When you are here, and you're not taking a day off.
No, slack goon.
How many weddings have you been in? How many bachelor parties have you gone to?
I missed several days.
And on top of that, it's interesting how all of your sick days land on a Monday.
Yeah. All these Asian holidays you take off. Never even looked these up.
Chinese New Year's a big deal.
All right.
You're Korean.
Hey.
Semantics.
Oh, yeah.
No, we were all about to let that slip.
All right. So I just have to say who's number one.
Yes.
Right? It's not a ranking situation.
Uh-huh.
In the overall scheme of things, when I'm looking at contributing to the show.
Body of work.
The body of work. Who I enjoy hanging out with the most.
On air, not out, not
it's the whole
air.
It's the whole body of work.
Oh, it's
right?
A whole body. Okay. Right? I thought we were just like body of work on air, but we're doing like the whole kink caboodle.
I will say this, that I really, I get very excited to see whenever any one of you guys are going to be on the schedule.
Mm-hmm.
Mikey might lead in this area. In this one area.
I'm the best.
I didn't give an overall score yet.
We're all just as confused, Mikey.
I said in this one area. But
Mikey, you should just leave now.
I win.
But I think if I have to give the daddy award out.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Father knows best.
That's better.
There you go.
That's
Father.
Way better. I think it's got to be Jackson.
And I almost
say it apologetically.
It's crazy. We knew this was coming. Rebecca, why did you turn this in? This was a humiliation ritual.
Daddy's favorite child.
But you got to say something nice about Rebecca.
Oh, there's so many things I could say nice about her. But in the overall body of work, how much she produces, and you do too, for sure. But overall,
I gotta say, the Great Personality Award.
This is The Bert Show.
Yeah, you might be my favorite, but I don't want to see you back-to-back segment.
That's enough.
Why are you here? What's going on?
I can get out of here. It's okay.
What's up?
So everyone's been sharing their sort of best of segments throughout the years that they've been here. And there's been some really good ones. We've had a lot of special guests. It's been a good time. And when Kristen, you asked me to think about my favorite segment, of course, I had to think about only segments that I've been on.
Of course.
And there's so many to choose from. You know, there's been a lot of really fun, crazy, weird things that I've had to do. I changed a stranger's baby's diaper for a whole segment. That was wild. I've searched the building far and wide to find the guy that was taking your parking spot.
Right.
I got put up on a billboard in my underwear with hot fudge and Cheetos all over me. It's been crazy. And so...
No, it's been radio. Any other industry, you'd go, that's outrageous! Not here.
No. That is true. And on any of those days, I always love just being like, so what'd you do at work today? And like, that's always been the best thing for me to be able to say because it's been fun doing it. But when I was thinking back to what I wanted to pick, I went
just
way
real,
back.
Real quick, what did your parents want you to be?
A doctor.
Yeah. Okay. All right, just curious.
That was the easy
option.
Here
you are spreading Cheetos all over your chest, and they wanted you to be a doctor. Okay, no. Sorry for interrupting.
No, it's okay. My brother's a doctor, and my sister is going through anesthesiologist assistant school, so they're doing fine. Okay. You know what? There can be one.
Right. Two out of three ain't bad.
Yeah, not bad. And so when I was thinking back to what I wanted to do, I actually went back to the very beginning of within the first month that I joined here, And I had been on maybe a couple times, but hadn't really found my footing. And this segment in particular was one that I got brought on for, Bert, because you weren't here. And that was girl math versus boy math. And that's the first time that I've been in the studio and genuinely had so much fun doing it. And it was such a rush. And I think that's what got me addicted to it.
Okay.
All right, boy math versus girl math. If you have not seen this trending on social media, it is currently everywhere. And if you're like, what the hell is boy math? What the hell is girl math? So the definition of boy math and girl math, it basically criticizes the rationale some men and women employ to guide their thoughts and actions. Mm-hmm. All right. So it's ridiculous. And the men have been coming after the women and the women have been coming after the men. So I'm like, let's bring it to the Burt Show. We're going to go back and forth. The girls are going to throw out an attack on the men with some boy math. And then the men are going to throw an attack on the girls for some girl math. And I'm going to decide who wins that round and who has the best math.
It's all right.
The math is mathing. The math is mathing. It's a lot of math. And I'm going to borrow this so I can keep my math straight. All right, Abby.
Mm-hmm.
You go first. Okay. Attack the men with some boy math.
Boy math is thinking 5'10 is basically 6 foot.
Ooh. Jackson, hit the ladies with some girl math, please.
Girl math is being 5 foot nothing and saying that a guy 5'8 is too short.
Because that was a worthy retort to her height, I'm giving that one to the men.
Okay.
Let's go.
Give the men a point. All right, Cassie, lobby some boy math at the men.
Boy math is being afraid of gold diggers when you only have 3 pairs of socks to your name.
Mm. I got you.
All right, Jackson, what you got?
Girl math is detecting a broke guy from a mile away, but not spotting a deadbeat dad until she's had a child with him.
Hey, oh, yeah. God, Jackson! Another point to the men! The men lead.
All right, I feel like I need to bring the heat with us one, Jackson.
Yes, you do. All right, Abby, hit him with some boy math, please.
Boy math is wanting 0 kids, but also having 0 condoms on hand.
Oh.
Okay. Okay.
What do you got, Jackson?
Girl math is going on a trip with 8 friends and coming back with 3.
I'm giving it to the ladies. That one was good, but I'm giving it.
Contraception.
Contraception for the win. All right, Abby.
Okay. Boy math is having a body count of 30, but having 0 of them finishing.
All right, Jackson.
Girl math is knowing the difference between mauve and pink, but colorblind to red flags.
Oh, clever.
Do yours one more time, Abby.
Boy math is having a body count of 30, but 0 of them finished.
Oh, no, I'm giving it to the women. Sorry.
No.
Yep, sorry. All right, so the men are still up 3-2. Cassie?
Boy math is raising 3 pit bulls instead of 1 child.
Okay. Why do they always have pit bulls?
Jackson.
Girl math is calling the guy you like, bro, and also calling the guy that you want nothing to do with, bro.
Boy math is thinking 100% of women want you when you have 0% headboard.
The girls win!
Rigged. Well done, though. Well done.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, we'll see you guys on Monday, last week of the Burt Show. See you Monday.
This is the Burt Show.
I'm here with SpinQuest, where you can play and win from the comfort of your own home with hundreds of slot games and all of the table games you love with real cash prizes. Right now, $30 coin packs are on sale for $10 for new users. It's all at SpinQuest.com. That's SPINQUEST.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Menards' 11% rebate is here. From lighting to lumber, from doors to floors, the bigger the project, the bigger the rebate. From painting projects to that new kitchen makeover and designing that outdoor space of your dreams, save big on any project you're tackling. Hurry into Menards for an 11% rebate on everything. Mail-in rebate is a merchandise credit check, not a point-of-sale discount. Redeemable on future in-store purchases only. Not on future purchases on Menards.com. See store for details.
Save big money at Menards.
Bettering your business takes working with the best. With the James Hardie Alliance, you gain access to leads, training, networking, and support from the number one brand of siding in North America. Achieve new levels of success by joining the James Hardie Alliance today.